Hey, this is Kurt Niles. We're glad that you joined us at the Creek Bank. We're honored that you've taken time to come sit with us at the old house in Dry Creek and hear a good story. Now, it's gotten a lot warmer here in Dry Creek. It's mid-April, and the trees have budded out, the birds are singing, and the mosquitoes are buzzing. So just excuse me if I get to swatting, but it's one of my favorite times of year. It's just a good time of year. In March and April, as the weather changes, and it's good to be outside. I've spent a lot of times outside past few days. The story I want to tell you today is one of my favorites. I've told this story hundreds of times, and since I wrote it, I've written over 1,000 blogs. So this story, called Brother Hodges' Best Sermon, it goes way back. But if you had me list my 5 favorite stories I've written of all time, it would be in that list. So I think you'll enjoy it too. Now, I grew up in a country church, Dry Creek Baptist Church. It was country. It's still country. And I'm so glad I got to grow up in the kind of church where I got to know people and be mentored by people. And I was very privileged to have just a whole line of pastors who took interest in me and wanted to find out what was going on in my life and guide me. And I'll always be thankful for them. And one of them was a pastor named Kenneth Hodges. Now, Kenneth Hodges was pastor at Dry Creek probably the late 60s through the early 70s. And during that time is when this story took place. Now, Brother Hodges, you got to get a picture of him. He was very unusual looking. If you ever seen Norman Rockwell's painting of Ichabod Crane, that's kind of how Brother Hodges looked. Had a big Adam's apple and just long and slim and unwavy, unkept, black hair. He was something, but he was a wonderful, wonderful pastor. You know, so I said pastor, because Brother Hodges, he was a very good preacher, but he was even a better pastor. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But I want to tell the story first of all. Now, this story happened one muddy Monday morning when Brother Hodges was going to town. That's what we called Ritter. He was going to town to check on someone in the hospital. He had something he needed to drop off on Joe Gray Road. Now, let me tell you about Joe Gray Road at that time. It was a dirt road. There may have been a few patches of gravel. It wasn't much. It was a dirt road. And it had been a bad rain. It was muddy. Brother Hodges followed those ruts in his Chrysler. And he came up on a scene. 3 horses had got out of a fence, and a farmer was out there trying vainly to get them back in. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to get one horse back in the fence. 3 horses is nigh impossible. But Brother Hodges, and I got to tell you how he was dressed. He was going to a meeting also in DeRitter at the association office. He had on what I called him his Easter egg suit. Get this picture. It was a white leisure suit with blue buttons and stitching. Those of you who haven't seen a leisure suit, you know how ugly it were. And to go with this white leisure suit, Brother Hodges had these white patent leather shoes. And so on this day, when he saw the farmer with his horses in the road, and he's in his best Sunday clothes, he put the Chrysler up in park. He made a decision. He got out, and you know what he did. He went and helped that man run his horses up and get him back in the fence. Now, after this had happened, Brother Hodges looked down, and his shoes, they were ruined. He never wore them again. His pants of his leisure suit, they were ruined. You just can't get that red clay out of something that white. And so Brother Hodges turned around. He didn't make his trip to DeRitter and went back home. He never told that story to anybody, but he didn't have to, because that farmer, who was not a member of a church, he was an unbeliever, that farmer went to the post office, and he told it. It got told at Ryan Harper's Grocery, and before the week was out, everybody in Dry Creek had heard about the Baptist preacher that stopped and helped get the farm horses back in the fence. You know, that's an example of what a pastor does. Now, Brother Hodges, as I told you, he was an excellent preacher. But what he did best was pastoring. A pastor is someone who goes and cares for his people, checks on the widows, checks on people in the hospital, visits people. That's what a pastor does, and that's what Brother Hodges did. He was that kind of pastor. And I always will call that story on Joe Gurry Road, I call it Brother Hodges' best sermon. Be honest with you, he was our pastor probably 7 years, and I cannot remember one single sermon he preached, except the one he preached on Joe Gurry Road. It was his best sermon. Brother Hodges was our pastor till probably 1976, and he died in a tragic accident, and he is still loved and revered in our community. And I'm so glad I got to share this story with you. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you'll pass it on. And we're so glad you've joined us today at the Creek Bank. I want to remind you that you can follow us on YouTube at Kurt Isles, at Kurt56. Let me get that right, at Kurt56. And then if you want to listen to this as a podcast, you can go to Spotify and put in Kurt Isles / Creek Bank. And of course, our stories are all written out in blog form at www.creekbank.net. I hope you'll enjoy the stories in every form. And we'll see you next time. In the meantime, we'll leave the screen door unlatched for you.